the Crush 95.9 and 95.5. That was Keb Mo. She just wants to dance. Well, it's time for Ziggy the Wine Gal. She just wants to drink. I was trying to.
All the live long day. Exactly. I just want to drink, and I do drink. You know, for a living.
For us. So we appreciate that.
I won't say that I drink all the live long day because then I wouldn't be sitting here. But I have in the past. I digress. It is Wine Wednesday, or do I? I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in. And a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets, with 4 fabulous locations. There really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have 2 locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, April showers bring May flowers and all those kinds of things. They also bring Mother's Day, Memorial Day. Oh, the May alliteration with the M's. I love it. Cosmico and Healdsburg Wine and Food. There's so much going on this month. Tonight, of course, there's the Boozy Boutique for Mother's Day as a theme, which I always love to go to at Lo and Behold in Healdsburg. I hope to see everybody there tonight. It really is a fun get-together, and so many artisans and artists and, you know, all kinds of fabulous cocktails because, you know, Lo and Behold. Anyway, that's where I'm going to be tonight. But this week, of course, is Mother's Day. Mother's Day week. I saw a funny meme yesterday on social media of this woman shopping. I'm just thinking about this extemporaneously. But she had all these shopping bags. And she says, well, Mother's Day is this Sunday, but all the shopping I do leading up to Mother's Day is just because it's for Mother's Day. She's shopping for herself. Anyway, well, this week, of course, weekend is Mother's Day. And I thought, you know, shouldn't every day be Mother's Day? I think so. Moms, you know, single dads wearing all the hats, fur baby moms, garden moms, Mother Earth, of course. A great, great, great reason, not that we need one, but for champagne. And I have to say, it is a little difficult this morning to wear my pink Laurent Perrier beret with headphones in the studio. It's really not a look, and I'm hoping nobody gets a photo of this because it looks... But I'm completely on point with my Laurent Perrier look this morning. And, you know, sparkling wine, champagne is for every day. I've always preached that from the minute I got obsessed with wine. And for almost 30 years here on the air, it's like sparkling wine is for everyday living, and champagne, of course, but especially for Mother's Day. Now, here's the thing. All champagne, every champagne you will ever drink is sparkling wine, but not all sparkling wine is champagne. So champagne is a region in France. It's also a wine. And sparkling wine made in Italy, sparkling wine made in Spain, sparkling wine made in Croatia, sparkling wine made right here in wine country is not champagne. It's sparkling wine. So there is your champagne 101 for the day today. I have 3 fabulous champagnes I want to talk about this morning, leading up to Mother's Day, of course. And I've been obsessed with champagne for as long as I can remember. And I love being in champagne. I've done Harvest twice in champagne, and I really, really love it. But there are certain producers of champagne that really becomes something special when you taste it out of the glass and when you visit there and you get to know the producers and the winemakers, or as they say in Champagne, the chef du cave. That's what they call the winemakers there, you know, the chef of the cave, because all champagne in the region of Champagne is aged in caves. But anyway, I digress somewhat. A former cooper and bottler by the name of André Michel settled in this region in Champagne in 1812, and he was a Champagne wine merchant. But it was in this Grand Cru area, this village that he was located, at the crossroads of 3 main vineyards that he founded and became the Maison Laurent Perrier. He was succeeded by his son, Alphonse Perrier, and Perlot, I should say. But Alphonse had no descendants, and he passed the company on to his cellar master, which was Eugenia Laurent. And Eugenia Laurent died prematurely in 1887, and his widow took over the reins of the company. And some of the most fascinating things, I think, about Champagne are these historical fun facts, the history. And as a young wine growing region here in the United States, we don't quite have this history, but we're building it, right? And one of the cool things about so many of the fabulous producers in Champagne is the fact that Champagne was really made famous by widows. The femme that has made Champagne the art that it is today really has roots with widows in that region. Now, we talk about, Eugenia Laurent that died prematurely and leaving the, you know, company over to his widow. That was really the only way that women could get a stronghold in the wine industry and the champagne industry is by default, really, you know, because they ended up with it after their husband passed away. Anyway, Eugenia Hortense Laurent succeeded her mother in 1925 and sold the estate in 1939. Now, what's interesting is Maria Louise was a widow of four children and bought Domaine Laurent Perrier during the Second World War. And two of her sons joined the resistance at the start of the occupation in 1939, but only one returned, Bernard. And after returning from the war, Bernard completed a demanding apprenticeship in the vineyards before becoming CEO at just the age of 28. So all you youngsters loving wine out there, there is hope for you. Imagine becoming CEO of this, you know, beautiful champagne company at 28. The company employed around 20 people and sold 80,000 bottles at that point under his leadership. And Laurent Perrier became a true innovator in champagne in just 40 years. Fascinated by innovation, they are still innovators to this day. But going back to 1948, he attached the traditions of the Champagne region and the quality of its people and its wines. And Bernard created the Laurent Perrier style. And this is really important because every champagne house has their own style, right? Laurent Perrier is known for innovation, and their style of champagne is fresh, elegant, and purity, really, at its helm. So he developed this unique, really unique style of champagne, and, you know, these champagnes were exported worldwide to more than 160 countries. Okay, so let's get to it. Three of my favorites from Laurent Perrier: La Cuvée, readily available, nationally distributed. And, you know, we know what's going on in the government right now. Get it while you can. La Cuvée is so delicious. And this wine comes from the purest grape juice. And it alone allows Laurent Perrier to craft champagne of great finesse and beautiful freshness. And La Cuvée is a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier. It ages for 4 years, and they source grapes from over 100 crews in the region, of course, of Champagne. Now, I might just give you a side note that La Cuvée has won both Thanksgiving wine picks for sparkling wine and has won holiday wine picks over the years and is absolutely delicious. And as I was sitting at the head table with the Dry Creek Vineyard Group last Thursday for the annual Sonoma County Barrel Auction, they were being honored, and I brought bottles of La Cuvée to share with the table. All right, now moving on to one of my favorites. Also, the Blanc de Blanc from Laurent Perrier, this Brut Natur. It's 100% Chardonnay, as all Blanc de Blanc should be. And this Chardonnay is from the Côte de Blanc's region. And it's just so delicious. And I used to have this joke when I was younger saying, I love Blanc de Blanc, but I never drink it after noon. Only before noon. Now I like to drink it all the live long day. It's just so delicious. But these grapes are strictly selected to retain only those that have both a high potential degree and low acidity to allow the wine to achieve the desired balance without adding any dosage. So Brut Natur means that they're not adding a dosage to the champagne. It is just absolutely the most gorgeous expression of Chardonnay. And it is so special and so delicious. I put a picture of a bottle up on the social media if you want to see it. Now, I'd be remiss, of course, if I did not talk about rosé, because Mother's Day and rosé, they obviously go hand in hand. So enter Cuvée Rosé. And since 1968, Laurent Perrier has developed the mastery of very particular and rare know-how champagne maceration. So this is, again, circling back to the innovation that makes Laurent Perrier. And this process makes it possible to obtain the richest and most subtle expression of Pinot Noir, because this Cuvée Rosé is 100% Pinot Noir, and this wine is characterized by its ripe red fruit aromas, high intensity, great freshness. But I will add, also the color of this rosé is not like any other sparkling champagne rosé that you've ever seen. And in 1968, a little rewind machine, Paris was in turmoil, and Laurent Perrier dropped a paving stone by launching a wine that was as surprising as it was creative, because rosé champagnes weren't really a thing, you know? And, you know, you remember more than 50 years ago, rosé champagne, it really wasn't in vogue. It was never a thing. But thanks to the uncommon spirit of innovation, Bernard paved the way for a new generation of champagnes and gave it its noble credentials to the category of rosé champagnes. So again, 1 foot forward, always 2 foot forward. This company has been innovating and creating a wave of champagnes, always in high regard. And I love their rosé. Anyway, the special maceration that they do just really creates something delicious and sexy and tantalizing on the palate. They use 10 different crus, and it ages for 5 years. So that is the Cuvée Rosé from Laurent Perrier. Those are the three that I'm going to be drinking this weekend. And I don't know, I might kick it off tonight because, you know, champagne is always for every day. So thank you for tuning in to Wine Wednesday. I hope to see everybody tonight at Lo and Behold for the Boozy Boutique. It's free to attend. And be sure to tune in to Wine Wednesday next week when I give away 2 pairs of tickets. And these are rock star status tickets. These tickets are very expensive to the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, which is happening next weekend. So be sure to tune in to Wine Wednesday for your chance to win. I'm giving away 2 pairs next Wednesday right here on The Crush at 7:30 a.m. Cheers.